Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, Salsa.
And Jenna.
That's right. We are sans Matt because even though Matt didn't tell us until we were sitting at my house
waiting
for
Matt.
For him to show up, that Matt is apparently not feeling well. So Matt will not be joining us tonight.
Yeah, I heard he's puking his guts out.
Apparently he's puking his guts out.
Dying.
Apparently he's dying.
I just now heard that he's dying.
I just heard that he's dying from you. So
how rumors start. I also heard that he's dying from me. I don't remember. I wasn't there, but it's a rumor. It's on the internet, so it must be true.
No, it's totally a thing now. So
okay.
Next week,
I killed Matt.
Next week we will be having the postmortem for okay. Matt. It will be. I'm sure they'll have
and Gordon Cart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Naturally.
Okay. Obviously.
Because where else would Matt have a eulogy? I assume that if Matt dies tonight, that his funeral will be between tonight and next week. So we're going to go out on a limb and say next week is going to be a post-Matt world.
Okay. I'm going for post-apocalyptic, but I'm having problems.
Post-Appomattox? Because that already happened a long time ago.
Right. I don't know. Post to Facebook.
Dear listeners, write us in. And tell us, because we suck at this, apparently.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure Bob will come in with a great pun, and I know I just said great pun, and that's an oxymoron.
Your face is an oxymoron.
Know, right?
Oh, no, you're just a moron. I got it. Oh, my God. Pour me something, yo. Yeah, I don't even care.
I should figure out what we're going
to
drink.
What are you trying to get rid of? Because I don't care. Ooh, I like ginger ale.
What should we put with the ginger ale?
Peppermint schnapps.
After
Thanksgiving. Okay.
All right. Jen is going with peppermint schnapps and ginger ale. And
awesome.
I'm going to go with something else.
Because you're smarter than I am.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, okay. If Matt is home with a bug, right? Like he's got like a stomach virus or something.
I'm following you so far.
Mint is supposed to be good for that.
Oh. Okay.
And ginger ale. So, really, this is pre-flu therapy for me.
This is like Theraflu, but better?
Probably worse, actually.
Yeah, because alcohol is supposed to thin your blood and make you more susceptible.
Oh, God, that smells. That smells so much. How much?
You think?
How much did I put in here?
Way too much, I think.
Probably. Let me, Oh, that's, wow. That's like somebody threw a very strong piece of chewing gum in my ginger ale.
I'm going to put cachaça in mine.
Oh, see, you're smarter than I am.
You heard it here first, folks.
No, you didn't. I'm still going to drink it.
I can smell that from over
right?
here. So. No, I can hear it. That's how much it smells.
Oh, my God.
It is triggering.
It sounds like peppermint schnapps.
Oh, what's that called when you sense things across different senses?
Oh, my God. I don't remember, but.
But it is so pepperminty that it is triggering that.
Yeah.
In me right now.
Right?
That's how bad it is.
It's also kind of like a bad trip.
Except it's minty, so...
Are you looking the thing up?
I was thinking of looking the thing up.
You should look the thing up, because I've got my shitty phone. Actually, I love my phone. Don't ever leave me phone.
Synesthesia.
Oh, that thing!
Yeah,
yes!
It is triggering synesthesia in me. It smells so pepperminty that I can hear it. That's how bad that is.
Does peppermint sound like?
It very, very. You know the sound of like ice cracking, like on.
Oh my
light?
God, that is what mint sounds like. Holy
it's nothing
shit.
Like that.
Okay, never mind.
No, you know the sound of the wind blowing through the rustling in the trees?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Not like that.
Okay,
either.
Never mind.
But it's kind of somewhere between the two of them.
That still actually makes sense, and okay. I'm a little concerned for my well-being.
Okay. You know how on a really, really like cold, frosty day,
yeah.
when you look at your window and you got all the little designs
yeah.
and curlicues
oh,
and stuff like
cute.
That, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. How's yours taste?
Right now, somebody with actual synesthesia is like, fuck no, it isn't. If you have synesthesia, please smell a whole bunch of peppermint and tell us what it sounds
oh
like.
Oh my god, right? And they're probably like, fuck you, you colorblind prick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm synesthetic, but I have colorblindness.
Oh my god! So all of his green sounds like red, you guys.
No, dude. The purple suckers taste like blue suckers.
Oh, I would be so sad because nothing tastes like purple except for purple. How would you? Oh,
except
God.
Blue.
Blue does not
yeah,
taste
no,
like purple.
Oh, yeah, no, the cachaça is way better than whatever it is you've
I
got
believe
going
it.
On there.
But I'm still drinking this. I was
Fair
just...
Enough. I mean, you stuck
I've been
your
in
guns.
A real,
I respect that.
I've been in a real mint mood lately. Like, I don't know if it's like Thanksgiving's over and now I need to shove candy canes in my mouth
You're
or what the fuck's
full
going on.
Into the holiday winter spirit or...
I don't know that I'd say I'm in the spirit. I just really like mint.
That's fair.
And so I feel like that's the... Like, I'm not in the spirit, but I'm kind of dipping my toes into it. I'm like, oh, hello, mint. You're like the
okay, so,
harbinger of holiday spirit.
So I think we found our topic here, okay. and that is seasonal tastes.
Mm.
Apparently, there are people who it gets to be fall, and it's
they're like,
fucking pumpkin
apples.
Spice and everything like that. And I'm personally like, I like... Like pumpkin pie spices and pumpkin pie and stuff, I would eat that shit in July.
Sure.
It's good.
I am much more of an apple person during mm-hmm. like I don't actually like I don't like biting into an apple, and that's okay. mostly because my teeth are rotten from not seeing a dentist growing
Fair
up.
Fair enough.
But
I don't like it because it would kill me.
Oh, there you go. But, like, the flavors in other things. Like, when we went to the pumpkin patch and apple orchard,
mm-hmm.
I just bought, like, 18 million apple things because I was like
apple
this
donuts
is...
and apple fucking
everything. I got apple syrup
mm-hmm.
And apple butter and apple cider. I got 2 jugs of apple cider because that shit's good.
I mean, like, I understand the idea that some things are just in season at that point in time. Like, obviously in the fall,
sure.
the apples are being harvested, and therefore apples are... They taste the best in the fall. But
uh-huh.
the idea that a season can elicit in you the desire or craving for a specific food isn't really part of my lexicon.
It might be... Well, and maybe not you, because you don't have... or at least I have not noticed a strong need for you to make connections outside of what is readily available. But I think that a lot of people have a desire to create their own connections and to kind of, I don't want to say jump the gun, but prepare for connections.
Okay.
So, and it's not like, and I don't mean like within people, I mean within their environments, within their surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to a season and you're like, it's apple season and now I want apples. Like, I think that might be like a subconscious, this is me preparing for the season by subconsciously wanting apples.
I guess that kind of makes sense. So here's...
Oh, I'm just spitballing. I could come up with something else that makes sense.
No, I'm actually following you, I think. because here's where I'm going with this. Thanksgiving was, what, 4 days ago?
Five, I think.
Five days ago?
Not that long ago.
My birthday is in 3 days.
Happy happy birthday.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
I am 34 years old. I'm going to be 35 years
old. It was only adorable.
No, hold on. It was only in the last, I want to say, 3 years that I realized my birthday was closer to Thanksgiving than Christmas.
Huh. Oh, that's
because all growing up, I associated my birthday with Christmas.
Sure, because Thanksgiving's done.
Thanksgiving's already done, and I'm extremely ADD and forgetful.
Yeah, you are.
So fucking forgetful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, am I forgetful? And
hey, what were we just talking about?
Like, right before we started talking about foods? Like, we were talking about apples and stuff.
What about your ADD?
I have it.
Okay. Do you remember talking about that?
But no, this is, and I'm being 100% honest about this. I didn't notice until I was over 30 years of age that my birthday was closer to Thanksgiving than it was to Christmas.
Sure.
Because it's in December.
Yeah.
And Christmas is also in December.
Just
whereas connection. Thanksgiving is in November.
Yeah.
B, my parents did the thing that every December birthday person hates, where they did some presents that were half birthday, half Christmas, like some of those that just they would do those things. And maybe it had something to do with I get presents on both of them and you didn't on Thanksgiving. I don't know exactly. I haven't really analyzed this fully.
Sure.
But it's absolutely true. Even though my birthday is a week away from Thanksgiving, I associated it with Christmas because that's already long in the past.
Yeah.
So it does make sense that whereas most people are making these connections between things, I've already forgotten about the other thing.
Sure.
So by the time I get to the one thing, the other thing is no longer there to connect to.
That makes sense.
Good.
I think.
I'm glad that we're both pulling shit out of our ass and making stuff set mix.
Did we accidentally have...
You psychoanalyzed me, apparently.
Did we have the special brownies before we started the show? Because I don't remember doing that. And you wouldn't because of your ADD, so... the quizzical look on your face
I need to think about this some more. I need to talk to some other people about this, I think is what I need to do.
So anyway, how are things?
Things are good. We had a Ville show.
Yeah, we did. Fucking rock that show.
Absolutely. That was a really fun show.
Yeah, it was.
It was our holiday show, if you will.
Yes.
All-inclusive holiday show. The War on Christmas, it was actually.
You'll regret this.
You'll regret this because puns are our bag.
I love puns.
And we did a lot of fun. The through gag was, even though it was like goddamn 50 degrees, for those of you not from colder climes, 40 degrees in Minnesota is sweater weather.
Yeah.
Like, people put on a coat.
For me, it's a light coat.
Yeah, people, if you're going anywhere.
But I'm a freeze baby.
If you're just going to the car and then something like that, you wear a sweater.
Probably.
You know, I'm just going to go outside to take the trash bins to the corner.
Sure.
Just a sweater.
Yeah.
You don't really put on a coat unless you're going somewhere.
Right.
And so it was, you know, kind of that gray area between sweater weather and coat weather. But Nick and Molly had gotten a bag of fake snow, that fake plastic fluff snow.
Oh my God.
So every time we entered the stage, we were covered in this fake plastic snow, and we were like, man, it's really coming down out there. And just, you know, that was kind
well,
of
a and I think to
line.
To set it up more, Jeff Nepple, ridiculously talented previous guest. We should have him on again.
Of the Ridiculous Puppet Company.
Yes. Dr. Jeff. Anyway, he was hosting the show, and he did it at like an 80s Christmas special sitcom-y type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were all coming in from outside and brushing the snow, it just added, and his
why,
his
my
character
very good
choice,
friend.
His character choice in that was fucking spot on. He was very, Well, hey, everybody. It's so good to see you here.
Did I hear something? Ding dong. Why, someone's at the door. He fucking sold that.
So, yeah. And I think his character choice just fed into that bit brilliantly. Mm-hmm. We were asked to bring, like, warm winter coats to be able to pull this bit off even better, just to add to it.
Yep.
So I just brought my winter coat because it's warm, but it has a hood. So the next day I went to put on my winter coat. Yeah, I got snow everywhere. My apartment has this fake plastic.
Yeah, that
shit
stage.
All over it.
By the time we were done, that stage was just covered in this fake snow.
I didn't stick around to see our techs. The BLB technician Barb, she's fantastic.
I guess according to Barb, she was like, this is nothing compared to some of the other shows that we've had on here. This was absolutely nothing.
She's like, what, this? I can sweep
well
this.
I mean, Molly swept most of it up herself.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I mean, we do try to take care of ourselves.
We because we are people who have been around theater long enough to know you don't want to be dicks to the people who work there.
Yeah,
because if you're nice to them, they're nice to you.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, a good lesson in life anyway. But yeah, it was a great amount of fun. Had some really good jokes that hit really well.
You did way better than I expected you to.
We did some alternate lyric Christmas caroling.
Oh my god, that was fun.
Which was, oh my god, Molly's rendition of Little Drummer Boy. Sticky White Cum.
Yeah.
Fucking killed me.
Was it Molly that wrote? I thought Duck wrote that one.
I thought I Duck wrote the, sure. the Mariah Carey.
Well, I know he wrote that one. I thought he wrote.
It's possible.
I don't remember.
Either way. But anyway, somebody wrote, instead of a Little Drummer Boy, it was Sticky White Cum. And it was.
It was hilarious.
Fucking gold.
It was one of those things that got sadder and funnier as it went along.
It kept going.
It was like, oh god, so much cum. I got to sing Obamacare to the tune of Oh Christmas Tree.
Obamacare,
I hear your fate is sealed.
So yeah, no, that was an incredibly fun show, and I honestly was surprised we almost sold out.
Yeah, we did.
I was fully expecting was there to be
fantastic.
10 people in the audience. That being that close to the holiday,
yeah,
to Thanksgiving. You know,
I mean, it was a Saturday after,
exactly.
And it's like
people
everybody
are traveling
had,
and in food comas
yeah,
and everything like
everybody
that.
Everybody had
so.
Thanksgiving, and then there was Black Friday.
I think the fact that the weather was very nice lent itself to
I think
people
it did
coming
too.
Out. But yeah, we almost sold out, and it was
yeah.
it was a really, really fun show. So if you were able to go to that, thank you very, very, very much. And if you weren't able to come to that, you missed out.
Yeah, you
really
did. Holy shit.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Unless you don't live in the area, in which case that's not your fault.
I think it's their fault if they don't live in the area.
I mean, if they're over a certain age, they should.
There is that.
You know, having enough money to be able to move here.
I suppose if you've recently had like a surgery or something where you need to be. Wait, no, other countries don't pay for. Yeah, other countries don't pay for healthcare. Shit.
And get your ass over here.
Right?
Seriously, what the hell?
Yeah, fucking A.
But yeah, no, that was a good time.
That was a really good show. We actually just came back from a Fearless meeting because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do that sometimes.
You may have heard us talking about it
people.
Once or twice.
Started having meetings for Die Laughing already. It is really weird that that's a thing that happens. Like that.
That's like that, 5 months away.
I know, it's 5 months away, and we've got
and that means,
planning that has started in November.
Yeah. Because
and
we need to start planning that shit in November. Because
it takes a shit ton to do a 50-hour comedy
that
marathon.
That having been said...
Yes?
Tomorrow is the 30th of November, and the day after that is December 1st.
Yes.
And as of December 1st...
Oh, I was going to build to that, you fucking asshole.
Okay, well, no,
anyway,
we can talk about
No, just steal my thunder.
I will.
Fucker.
So, no, so...
gonna drink so my the, mint ginger shit.
I know. I'm such a bad, terrible, terrible human being. Mm-hmm. But so getting back to what I was saying earlier, yeah, I feel like maybe it's because Thanksgiving isn't as interesting as Christmas. Maybe that's why I never associated the two.
We started planning for Die and Laughing, and
You brought up that topic.
Yeah, no, one of the things that we've been doing is trying to get a really good head start this year. So December 1st, we are actually going to have our performer application available on the DieLaughingMarathon.com website.
Say what?
Yeah. If you have been planning and plotting, if you have ideas or thoughts or performance tidbits that you would like to do, the application will be open in December. We're going to start booking in January. And we want to make sure that we have a good batch of things to schedule. It's not first come, first serve, except that it is. Like, I mean, here's the thing. The first month, we really like to collect as many applications as we can. I do the booking, and what I try to do is I try to book by rating in chunks by rating. So, like, if I try not to put an adult show right next to a kid's show.
In general. Usually good.
Yeah, so I do most of my booking by rating, and I'll try to mix certain things up a little bit so that we don't have 5 hours of improv.
Followed by 3 hours of stand-up.
Right. So there's an art form. But in order to be able to do that, I need to know who my players are. Mm-hmm. So I am not going to offer people shitty slots because, you know, I think they're not good, or I actually put some of the best people in the late night, early morning slots.
Because we can take it.
Fuck yeah, we can.
Because we have no pride.
Also that. Getting those applications in early actually just helps me build a better show all around. So we'll have that opening December 1st. I've got a couple of things to work out tomorrow evening, but we should have that up and available. So, and then just figuring out all the logistics. We're going to be in a new location this year, which means we have to look into bits and pieces of other areas. Tech is going to be different. It's going to be way cooler.
Yeah, we're in an actual theater.
What?
Case we hadn't mentioned that already in the past, which means we're going to have, like, actual lighting and actual sound. And actual tech.
I'm really confused.
Projectors and things like that, which
yeah.
Which hopefully means that a lot of things are going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won't have to spend as little as humanly possible on two light stands and then as little as humanly possible renting a sound system. It's like, no, we just use what they got. And what they got is pretty good. Like, their tech booth is...
Yeah, it is. I like their tech booth. A fantastic tech booth.
It really, really is.
Well, I mean, so their tech booth is, it's going to be located at the Phoenix Theater. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we can say that.
Yeah, I believe that's...
We've got that confirmed. I've talked to the manager over there, and she knows it's happening there, so that's fine. It's the old Brave New Workshop. And their tech booth was set up by, like, Butch Roy and Andy Brynjolfsson, who are, like, super tech gods, is basically what it comes down to.
And give a shit.
So, I mean, to be able to inherit a tech booth like that is just like...
Did they inherit the equipment as well?
I'm not entirely certain on that one. Okay. I think they may have at least... I mean, the wiring setup and everything else
is still pretty much the same, but the actual soundboard and stuff like that.
I'm uncertain
as
to if they got the same board or if they had to invest in a new one.
But. Okay. Yeah, I'm curious to know how much was left over. I know. Yeah, definitely some of it was because they've got like the actual light board on the inside with all the cues and stuff like that. And then if you actually exit the booth and go around the corner, and they have it's like a series of 10 buttons that are just kind of like their presets, their permanent presets.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an awkward place to have it, but. you know, I'm sure it was a good idea at some point when they put that in there.
Sure.
So, oh well.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. And they have a bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. They've got, well, I mean, beer and wine, but...
Yeah, there's no hard liquor there, but they've got a really nice lobby, and they've got a bunch of practice rooms and stuff in the back that can be used for green rooms and crash rooms and stuff like that for us during the run of Die Laughing. And so I think Die Laughing this year is going to be a really, 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 really good production-wise.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, we always get really, really talented people in there, and it's always a really fun time. I love doing this show. More than virtually everything, like, it's a toss-up with Fest, which one I like better. It really, really is. And,
yay.
And the fact that we'll be able to up the production value while still doing this, a lot of the same stuff, makes me so happy. So happy on the inside. So what we're saying is, if you are somebody who lives in a different country and you know, is getting... you know, good health care in their country because they've got better health care in their country. And, you know, maybe wants to come and visit around, you know, end
April
of
Fool's
March,
Day.
April 1st.
Hey, do me a favor, though. Don't say that you're coming and then on, like, April Fool's Day be like, April Fool's! Because that would say, is April Fool's an international thing? My guess is that it's primarily American because we're dicks.
No, I think it started before the...
All right.
Because April Fool's started when April 1st, some considered the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh,
April 1st. Sure. And then when they switched to the calendar, I think the Pope was like, no, the calendar is different now, and we're going to go by this Gregorian one, and... So January 1st became the new year, and April 1st, the people who still considered April 1st to be the new year were called April Fools. And that's where April Fools came about. And so I feel like it's probably more European than anything else.
Oh! Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales, 1392, contains the first recorded association between April 1st and foolishness.
There you go.
I'm actually more concerned about, like, pranks themselves on April Fools. But, yeah.
Well, like I said, it was my understanding that the people who still considered April 1st to be the new year were called April Fools, and because they were April Fools, people would treat them as foolishly and prank them and stuff like that. That's kind of my understanding. Huh. Now... apparently, that is a disputed historical fact. Like, some historians say, no, that's completely wrong. But that's what I subscribe to. So.
Well, I can look at the actual origins. I mean, I'm on Wikipedia, which is the source of all truth.
The source of all truth.
All truth and knowledge.
And this is me trying to remember things from the past. But I feel like my memory is that that is one... possible interpretation of where that came from, but that is a there is some dispute.
Doesn't necessarily say anything about it.
Huh. Either way.
Ooh, I like this. Some precursors of April Fool's Day include the Roman festival of Hilaria.
Hilaria!
I know, right?
That's what we should have our play be.
Oh my God! Okay,
this is
say,
the
no,
thing
more.
Now.
Say
okay.
no more. Say no more. Say no more.
Trademark.
TM.
Anyway, we were talking about
Thanksgiving. I was totally here for Thanksgiving. Actually,
yes. Thanksgiving. How many did you have?
How many? What's
Thanksgivings?
Oh, just one actually.
So really?
Well, Ridderly and two, I had... if you include like I had a game night the next day.
Okay.
And we'll I had some that. Thanksgiving-y foods there, so...
My wife and I had three.
Yeah.
And thankfully, none of them were on the same day. My wife's sister and her husband had two on the same day. And one at our house, at which they ate sparingly, because then they were going to be having dinner with his folks later that day. But, yeah, we had one on Thanksgiving, and that was our orphan Thanksgiving, where we...
I'm an orphan! And
where we invite, well, I mean, it started with just, you know, three guests. You know, people whose family were not living in the area or you know,
mm-hmm.
didn't have family or something like that. And, you know, we're just like, well, we'll get together.
Or
and,
whose family is a dick. Yeah,
we'll get together and we will have a ham because fuck turkey. And
I don't think I had any turkey this Thanksgiving.
I had turkey one of the three. The first two were ham.
I fucking love turkey.
Really?
So
I just, turkey's not my bag.
I thought about getting a turkey, like, just to get a turkey. But, of course, they're all gone by the time I thought about it.
I'm not big on fowl in general. Like, if
give, I have a really hard time believing that.
No, give me the choice between chicken or pork or sheep or beef or virtually any other mammal. I'll usually go with the mammal.
It really depends on the time of the month for me.
That's fair.
If it's, you know, if I'm sneaking up on lady time, I want beef.
You want protein.
If I'm, blood. Yeah, if like if I'm feeling bloated or I'm slowing down from all of that, I want something lighter.
Yeah, that's fair. Makes sense.
And I honestly, the turkey is just my bag. It's my jam.
No, and that's absolutely fine. It's just it's not what I crave, you know.
I'm not a huge pig person.
That's fine. I
mean, the ham was delicious.
I grew up on
wrong,
a pig farm. I'll eat anything pig.
That's fair.
but yeah, I love ham, and we had ham, and then we had port for dessert. And,
of course.
And it was a great time. So we're like, let's do this again. And every year we've done it, it's gotten slightly larger. We still try to keep it pretty small.
Yeah.
But this year was the biggest one we've had so far. And we had, I think, 11 people total.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sounds right.
And it was fun. You know, it was just, it was friends and, you know, mostly around the same age as us, aside from the kids. And
God damn it, Jessa.
I know, right? And so we were able to just kind of hang out and keep it low key and not have mm-hmm. any weird, you know, racist uncles or anything like that to have to worry about.
I should have been a racist uncle.
I know.
God damn it. I missed my opportunity. There. Fuck.
So, yeah.
I brought Jesse, that so that's kind of like having
a racist
uncle.
The closest to the racist uncle.
I think he's the closest we got. Yeah.
But then the day after we had dinner with my wife's father. And my wife's father can fucking cook. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yep.
And we had more ham, and it was the best. And I was very, very, very happy. And then on Saturday...
Man, the look that just crossed your face, I was so happy.
That one's a pretty smaller affair, too, because sure. it's my wife has a brother and a sister, and mm-hmm. they each have a spouse. And then it's, you know, my wife's dad and his common-law wife, I guess you could say.
Significant other.
Hmm?
Significant other.
Yeah, and their live-in roommate. And, you know, so it's just the, you know, just the group of us. But on Saturday with my wife's mother's family, that's the big one. Where we, like,
take
the folding tables and extend the table two or three out, and it goes all the way from the dining room well into the living room. And it's, you know, you need an ear horn to hear what's being said on the other end of the table because there's just this cacophony of everybody talking about 15 different topics at once. And you know, just the really huge turkey and green bean casserole, which, by the way, do you like green bean casserole?
I fucking love green bean casserole. Shut your whore mouth. I love. I knew where you were going with it as soon as you said green bean casserole, and then made that face, fucker.
I did, like every. It seems to be the thing here in Minnesota that.
Well, and
has
I think
green
that for me, it is just very much so a nostalgia thing.
I every year I try it, and because I'll eat anything,
yeah.
But every year I take it, and I just go, this isn't good.
I think it's primarily a nostalgia thing for me. But there is something about just, I think cream of mushroom is just nostalgia, really. Like, in Minnesota, everything is made with cream of mushroom. Just cream of mushroom soup, that shit right up. And noodles, cream of mushroom. It's like an instant white sauce.
I love cream of mushroom.
Yeah.
I really, really do. My sister-in-law would make this poor person meal, cream of mushroom soup and rice dish.
Oh, yeah.
That I just fucking loved.
Yeah.
And whenever I would go hunting growing up and shoot a pheasant, my mom would cook it in this cream of mushroom sauce, this mm-hmm. pheasant, and it was so good. And so it's not the cream of mushroom. It's like the French's crackly onions.
You don't like the deep fried onions?
Like this guy? No, but it's the deep fried onions followed by the soggy green beans followed by the like.
Oh well, you got to get good green beans.
And like it's got the artichokes in there, and artichokes. I love artichokes.
Who the fuck puts artichokes,
but I like artichoke hearts, and this always has the like the crunchy.
I have never had artichokes
leaves on it.
I've never had artichokes in green bean casserole.
Just, it's like the. All of these individually should be good, but it just turns into this soggy, crunchy mess. And I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I believe, as Matt would say, you don't know what's good.
I mean, I don't.
Okay, well, there you go.
Which is obvious actually, to anybody who knows me
the,
at all.
Friday I had a game night, game afternoon game night thing at my place. And I set up my, triple crock pot buffet, cause fuck yeah, I did. And I did, applesauce pulled pork with some, cranberry sauce in it. So, and that was so good. That is the way to do pig. You get a pork roast and you just slow cooker the fuck out of it with something nice and juicy. Pouring the applesauce on top of it was just, it was, I put this roast in the crock pot with a little bit of cider.
Yeah.
And then I covered it in applesauce and cranberry sauce.
I'm so hard right now.
It was amazing.
I'm so hard right now. Yeah, that sounds really, really good.
But then.
I love putting the like sweet fruits.
Oh yeah.
With meat.
Like, I think sweet fruits work especially well with pig.
Yeah, well, I mean, apple and pig go together like fucking water. But throwing in like a grape jelly or something like that, and heating that up and turning it into a syrup.
Grape jelly isn't my biggest thing.
Grape jelly is more for like meatballs.
Yeah, you can get like weenie franks or whatever. Yeah, but exactly. It's still not quite my thing.
No,
but.
But for pork or something like that, you know, you get a nice mango or a citrus or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
so good.
So anyway, I made that and it was incredible. And then I made mashed potatoes and then did the mashing in the crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I boiled them off and then put them in. Because how are you going to do that in the crock pot? I couldn't think of a good way to boil potatoes. And
sure, there's a way, but.
I mean, maybe, but eh. Eh. I figured it'd just be easier to transfer that one.
At that point, you're just doing a thing as opposed to actually cooking.
You're
just trying to make it seem like...
Yeah, it's like a craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did everything in the crock pot.
It was a one-pot meal.
Right. I got the non-dairy equivalents of butter and sour cream. And it was incredible. It was so rich. And so thick. Oh.
I need to tattle on you.
What?
So you came over to our house.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And we had a lot of cheese.
Oh.
And guess who was going through the cheese like there was no tomorrow?
You know what?
Little Miss, I can't eat dairy over here.
Yeah, and I paid for it that night. Jesse paid for it that night. I also paid for it because I was cramping pretty hard later.
Sure,
but you know what?
But considering
it was fucking delicious.
You destroyed the cheese.
It was so good.
And I mean, I also made a baked brie.
Oh, yeah?
A homemade baked brie with grape jelly on that. And yeah.
Yeah. But then the third thing that I made in the crock pot was a green bean casserole.
Oh, okay.
And that turned out, of course I can't use cream of mushroom, so I used golden mushroom as kind of my my backup. It wasn't quite right. I put a little non-dairy milk in there, and it still just wasn't quite right.
A little bit.
Well, it wasn't even for thinning it, just something creamier. Because the golden mushroom doesn't have that oddly, it doesn't have that creaminess to it. It's weird. It's kind of like a... Yeah, it's like more of a mushroom chunk than a mushroom cream. So.
More of like a marsala sauce or just something.
Kind
of,
yeah. So yeah, but I had that, and then I had my cornbread. And if you guys cornbread haven't had really my good. Cornbread, my cornbread is fucking amazing.
Cornbread is really good.
Yeah, I brought cornbread to both. And yeah, so we had the crock pot set up, and people could serve themselves at will, and as people walked
you
in.
You got the taco bar, don't you?
Yep. Well, it's my triple crock pot buffet,
yeah.
But I'll commonly turn it into a taco bar. But yeah, so people would show up for games. I'd be like, eat some food. They'd be like, okay. And cool. Then just, yeah. So it was kind of like having a Thanksgiving dinner where you didn't have to have everybody sitting around having awkward conversations. You could just play games and eat your Thanksgiving dinner.
So what is the best use of leftovers? Like, what do you do with your leftovers? Do you just suffer through them for a while, or do you do something creative with them, or...
It kind of depends on the leftovers. This year, I was really happy with all of my leftovers, so I just ate them as leftovers.
Okay.
I like having turkey leftovers because I'll make turkey sandwiches with, like, the actual turkey, which is fucking amazing, but it's still, like, I've also taken the turkey in the past and done kind of like a pulled turkey out of it. Where you, again, just so, and usually you want to throw cranberries in there. But yeah, so you've got like a pulled turkey type thing. I have leftover apple pork sauce.
Okay.
I'm going to do something with it. I just, there was so much runniness after the applesauce melted down into essentially juice that I was like, but that's real good. I should save that for something. So. Right. I'll have that. Yeah. I don't know. Like, sometimes if there's the right kinds of ingredients, you can make a thing. I just...
Well, the reason I ask is this. Few years ago, my wife found this recipe online.
Okay.
And it was basically what you do is you take your turkey leftovers and turn them into pasties.
Sure.
You get the like, Grands biscuits that you get in the little tube.
Yeah.
And you unwrap those biscuits and you basically flatten each biscuit out. So instead of being a puck, it's just a really flat pancake.
Sure.
And then you put those pancakes in a muffin tin.
Okay.
And then you put in turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and potatoes and whatever you want in there. And then you fold up the top and then you bake that. And then you've got these little portable hand grenades of Thanksgiving goodness, and they're portable and fucking amazing, and they taste really, really good. We didn't have enough leftovers this year to make them, but in the past years that's what we've done. And then just, you know, on your way to work, you just open the fridge, throw a couple into a Ziploc bag, and you go to work, and that's lunch. That's our favorite thing to do with the leftovers. So.
That makes sense, yeah. Like I said, if there's something to be made. But the thing is that in general, cooking in my house, I pre-make a lot of things. Like, I've got pre-cooked chicken breasts that are just ready to be microwaved in my freezer. Like, I've got pre-diced chicken in baggies, pre-diced onions, things like that. So that if I'm like, God, I really want this, I can just throw it in.
See, I love cooking.
I like... If the thing is that I really have to have time to cook properly, and I don't usually.
No, that's so, I think, a lot of people's problem. But if I am going to cook something, I want to cook it.
Right.
You know, generally, if it's something really complicated, I'm absolutely not above using a bag of something.
Sure.
But if, you know, if it's like meat or something, that I'm gonna grab an onion, I'm gonna fucking slice the onion because I'm an adult who owns knives.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I do all of that prep just ahead of time.
Oh, I see. So you're still doing the prep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I no I you still meant you were buying them.
No, I still,
oh, okay.
I still,
that makes more sense.
Cook the chicken because I know how I want my chicken to taste. I just, then I freeze it for later use. It's kind of like pre-doing part of your dinner meals? I don't
know. No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That does make a lot of sense.
But honestly, my real bag is baking.
Me too. Me too.
Again, the cornbread. Like,
well, I've had many long conversations with this about with my wife, and it basically what it comes down to is cooking is an art and baking is a science.
Yep.
And I'm very much a science-minded person.
Which is funny because, like, Jesse is way more of a cook than he is a baker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, seriously the chemistry, science-y kind of guy.
Definitely.
But I'm just these are my chemicals. This is my potions.
With baking, I know what I need to put into it, mm-hmm. and I know in what quantities.
Yeah.
And I everything is just laid out, and you follow the recipe, and this is how this is done. Whereas cooking, unless I know what I'm making beforehand, like if you say cook this, I can cook it,
sure.
No problem. But if you say here are a bunch of ingredients, cook something, I would not make a good Iron Chef.
You'd be the one rocking back and forth in a corner.
Like, I don't know what it's a fucking steak. I cook this steak. What do you mean? How many different ways can you cook a steak? You can do this. Oh, I could do that. You know, like tell me what to make, and I will absolutely make it.
I actually have a tendency to mess with my chemistry and baking more.
Mm-hmm. Well, so do I. But you need to know the rules.
Well,
Once you know the rules, then you can go, okay, I want to add this or subtract this. It's very much like brewing in that respect,
sure.
too. It's very much a science in that this is how it's done. And then once you know the rules, you can tweak it and make it a little bit more the way you want it. But it still has these specific rules. Whereas cooking, you can kind of go, like my wife will open the pantry and look at a bunch of items and go, I think I can make something out of this, and just fucking throw them together, and it's amazing.
Well, I think for me, cooking in that kind of style was more of a survival skill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I grew up Poe, and I don't mean poor; I mean Poe.
Oh no, there's a big difference.
Yeah. So you open up the cabinets, and you're like, okay, I've got a can of beef vegetable soup and some instant mashed potatoes. Sweet, guess I'm making a shepherd's pie. Like, yep. You know, just things like that. Like, mm-hmm. you figure that shit out. So, yeah, maybe that's why I don't enjoy cooking as much.
It's possible.
Because for so long it was like, well,
it's less of a gourmet, a relaxing thing as a survival thing.
Yeah. Shit, how do I got to figure out this puzzle? So.
Dear listener, if you are in the American country... and had a Thanksgiving or other holiday experience. Hell, even if you want to tell us about the really sweet-ass deals you got on Black Friday, go ahead and let us know. Send us a message, and we will read it and comment on the website or do those things because, you know, that's how you get a hold of us in this day of social media. We're going to go take a break.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to do when we get back?
I don't know.
So why take a break?
Talk some more.
Why would... Fine.
Is that okay?
I just said fine. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, you're such a woman.
You are such a dude.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
And, hey, we just had our break, and we're going to be getting into our usual stuff in just a moment. But before we do that, dear listeners, the holiday season is coming up.
Oh, God, it is.
And by the holiday season, I mean Christmas. Christmas is coming.
You know, Christmas isn't we've the only already, holiday
No, celebrated. but we've had Black Friday. Cyber Monday's coming.
Racist.
And
Monday's coming. We just had Cyber Monday.
Oh, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, you are literally the worst.
I told you, I... didn't know Seriously. When Thanksgiving was close to my birthday because I don't remember shit. So you've missed both of those, is what we're saying. But that doesn't mean that you can't get in on some pretty sweet deals. That's right. This year for Christmas, you could be giving people socks or underwear, which.
I'll take some.
Okay. Let me start over. This year for the holidays, you could be giving somebody another gift card to REI. Or you could give the gift of coffee.
What?
You could be giving the gift.
Like Folgers, right?
No. Oh. I mean.
Oh, something
good
fancy.
Coffee.
So like that Gedalia or the good, it's not Godiva. Gevalia, that shit.
No.
No?
Even better.
But they have a mocha. Mer.
Yeah. But you know what they don't have?
Huh.
Delivered right to your door, roasted yesterday, full bean coffee.
What?
And you know what they also don't have? A discount.
Ooh, I like
because
shopping.
Right now, even though Cyber Monday is already over, you can still get a discount and get all of your family coffee for Christmas at True Stone Coffee Roasters.
Yes.
Go to truestonecoffee.com and use the code
Apropos.
Or apropos if you speak English. And you can get 10% off of your order. And then what you can do is you can buy coffee for your mom. You can buy coffee for your dad. You can buy coffee for your brother and sister. You can buy coffee for your aunt and uncle. You can buy coffee for everybody, your grandma. And all of these people will say, "You bought me coffee? Really?" And then they will have a cup of said coffee. And then they will go,
"Oh,
can I have coffee for my birthday too? Because this coffee is worth it." And you could be getting coffee for all of those people. You know, that coworker who you've got a Secret Santa, you know, deal going on with coffee.
I think I play this game because I'm not a huge fan of large portions of my family, where every Christmas I try to purchase the cheapest gifts I can for them. I really outdid myself last year. It was dollar store. But here's the thing. I'm pretty sure that with the discount code, and possibly even before the discount code, it would be cheaper for me to buy them True Stone than to buy them the Gevalia shit.
And they would love it.
And as well, I don't care if they love it, but it'd be cheaper. and therefore, it plays into my game better. And, you know, maybe they won't write me out of their wills. Mm-hmm. Could be a bonus in there somewhere, I suppose.
Definitely. But in all seriousness, I'm actually honestly recommending this. If you've got somebody who you just kind of don't know what to get them, get some True Stone. Give them some True Stone. If they don't have a coffee grinder or something, you can order pre-ground coffee. If you want to, you can get them. You know, if somebody's on the go, you can get them the cold press 12-ounce bottles. Otherwise, you know, experiment. Get them a light roast and a dark roast. And say, here, try these both. And see what you think. And use your order code. And even though fucking Cyber Monday's over, you still get a discount. Because that's how they roll.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, Salsa.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five.
All right, so for those of you not familiar with the Fast Five, this is how this goes. What we are going to do is we are going to ask a series of questions. Each is going to have only two answers. We are going to choose one or the other, not knowing what the context of the question is. All we know is the two answers. Then, after we're all done, we open up the second email that was sent to us by you, the listener, and find out what the context is. Were we right in what we guessed your meaning was, or were we completely wrong? Now, as you are aware, having listened to the show this far, Matt is not here. He is home puking his guts out. And I send him a message saying, "Hey, Matt, send us Fast Fives," because they usually get sent to him. And we kind of assumed he had probably fallen asleep or something. So we wrote five questions.
Yeah.
And just before I hit record, Matt sent us the Fast Five. So thankfully, you don't have to listen to our hastily thrown together scrawl of Fast Fives, because instead, we have a Fast Five sent to us by Nicholas Schrader.
Ooh!
one of our favorite human beings.
Yes.
And dear friend to the podcast. And this is a Thanksgiving Fest 5 sent to us November 13th of 2012.
Oh,
so
hey.
It's
apropos.
I didn't see that coming.
Wait, really?
No, I didn't. I seriously that
you, honey, you are more than colorblind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Question number one: jellied or whole? This is cranberries.
That's got to be cranberries.
Now, the obvious answer and the one that most people are going to say is whole, but I got to go jellied.
Ugh, I don't understand. I used the jellied cranberries for the pork roast, and that was amazing.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I know that the jellied cranberries are shit. Okay. I get it. I know that. I'm well aware of that fact, but the whole cranberries don't do it for me because I grew up eating the jellied.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a kid, I never had whole cranberries until I was a teenager.
Sure,
because we were poor. We grew up. That's what I had growing up, and so that is what cranberries are to me. And when I finally had whole cranberries, just the texture and everything like that didn't sit well with me, and so I can't get behind them. I'm the only one on the planet, I'm sure, who prefers the jelly.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, you're a bad person.
I'm a terrible person. And unlike the conversation about fast food that we had last week, where I was absolutely 100% serious, this is like, I'm fully aware. I am the idiot on this one, but that is my guilty pleasure, I prefer the jelly.
My actual favorite way to have cranberries is either cranberry juice or craisins.
Cranberry?
I fucking love craisins.
I like craisins a lot.
Yeah.
Cranberry juice. Whenever I have juice with cranberry in it, I always get this weird, like, sensation that there's, like, a film on the roof of my mouth.
Huh.
And I can't get rid of that bizarre sensation. It's very similar to I can't put lotion on.
Oh, yeah.
Because whereas most people put lotion on and then go about their lives, because I obsess about it so much,
mm-hmm.
I feel an hour later, I can still feel the lotion on me. And something, I don't know what it is, but there's something in cranberry that gets on the roof of my mouth, like on the soft palate, and I can't. It feels like a waxy layer on my palate, and I can't. Ugh, it's just even thinking about it. Just even.
Okay, well, let's move on then. You said jellied. I said whole.
Number two, fried or grilled. Ooh, this could be so many things. So many things. I'm going grilled.
I'm gonna go fried. I'm guessing it's like. Like, most of the thing, because there's a lot of foods that I like grilled, but, like, for Thanksgiving, frying is
turkey?
Pretty much.
Fried the turkey or grilled the turkey?
I don't think that's
a
thing.
I gotta go grilled.
I think it's going to be, like, maybe the onions. Like,
possibly.
You've got the fried onions versus the grilled onions.
Possibly. I'm gonna stick with grilled on this one.
Okay.
I do like me some fried food, but I'm guessing because this is a Thanksgiving
one. If it's for Thanksgiving, I want it fried. Thanksgiving is the day where I eat all of the shit, including the dairy, including...
See, Thanksgiving is the day where I don't eat the shit.
You're weird. You do Thanksgiving wrong.
I do. Yeah. Number three, football or board games. Well, this one's easy.
Board games.
Nobody around here watches football. That's for,
I actually...
Unless it's which one would you rather not do, and that's just kind of a dick move, Nick.
I do for Thanksgiving enjoy watching the football game, depending on the circumstance and the whatever, but the board games are where it's at. Like, doesn't even if there is a game on, like, okay, cool, I'll listen to that in the background while I'm playing board games. That's fine.
I used to be a lot more anti-football. And I've softened on that a bit. Now I'm kind of apathetic. If it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Not because I'm rooting for it, but because meh, whatever.
Well, I mean, the thing is that I actually enjoy a good football game. Well, and I don't care about teams, so I'm like, just as long as it's a good football game.
I'll definitely watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's a party.
Sure.
And if I'm at a Thanksgiving dinner and other people are watching the game,
sure,
I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm just going to go in the other room or something like that. I'll watch it. Yeah. I used to be a lot more, I used to be that guy who would actively leave the room because I hated it so much. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm just like, I've softened. Like I said, I've softened. I had this conversation a couple years ago where I just like, I stopped caring. Anyway, number four, pumpkin or apple. This is going to be pie, I'm sure.
It's going to be pie, and I'm going apple.
Going apple.
Yeah.
Gotta go apple.
I love a good pumpkin pie.
No, absolutely. Don't get me wrong, but apple pie just touches.
You know what? Pumpkin pie
just touches me in that happy place.
Pumpkin pie is what I associate more with Thanksgiving. So I think I'm going to swap over to pumpkin.
It is definitely the quintessential Thanksgiving pie, but which one I prefer is going to be apple.
I think during Thanksgiving, I might actually prefer a pumpkin pie. Just because it fits the preconceived, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Mer. All right. And question number five, in or out?
I would rather stay in and have the people come to me.
Oh, rather than go out to somewhere else?
Yeah, or to dine inside somebody's house rather than going out to a restaurant.
I like where you're going with that. Yeah. I'm going to go in as well.
I'm going to say in is probably the correct answer regardless.
Fair enough. All right. So we have our part one. Moving on to the part two email. Again, thank you, Nick. However you prefer that. And he did it right. He added the context before the question in here. So number one, jellied or whole, prefer cranberry style with Thanksgiving meal.
Yep.
Yep. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely knew this one. Again, I'm still wrong, but this is
as
my
long
guilty,
as you own it.
My guilty one. Number for two, fried or grilled, better alternative to baking the turkey in the oven.
Oh.
I think I'm sticking with grilled.
It would probably be grilled. I think you're probably right on that. Although fried turkey, God, that actually sounds really good right now.
Fried turkey doesn't appeal to me.
That actually sounds appealing now. Huh.
I've had fried turkey and I like a nice grilled turkey just does it for me.
Again, yeah, but you don't like birds, so.
I'm less inclined to eat bird, it's true.
Yeah.
Number three, football or board game, after dinner activity when entertaining family. Okay, so it's really going to depend on family. It's really
going to
depend on family. Because if we're talking about my family now, is my wife, my kids, you know, and that's going to be board games. But if we're talking about my extended family.
Right.
My family is going to watch football.
Sure.
Raiderly's family is going to play board games.
Yeah.
But my family would watch
football. Yeah, it depends on if I actually want to interact with them or not. And which family. I think you're totally on the nose there.
So yeah, I think the sticky one is that word family right there that really makes it tough. But either way, number four. Pumpkin or apple, preferred pie for Thanksgiving dessert. Yeah.
For Thanksgiving dessert.
I do love me
apple. It's going to be pumpkin.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, I like pumpkin pie, but apple.
But is for Thanksgiving dessert.
I didn't tell the listeners what we had for pie for Thanksgiving.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's true.
I have to tell them about
gotta
it. My wife.
You gotta.
My wife made a magic pie, y'all. It was a magic pie. It was basically my three, favorite pies in one pie, and then it was magic. Basically, what you do is you start out with the bottom crust, and then you put in a layer of cheesecake, and then you put a layer of, pecan over the top of that, and then on top of that, you put chess pie. And then in the oven...
Explain chess pie.
Chess pie is chess pie. It's just pie. It is sugar pie, basically. And in the oven, they flip. So when you take it out of the oven, the chess pie is on the bottom. And then cheesecake, and then pecan on the top. It's crazy, and it was so delicious, because you get the three pies in every bite, and it made me so happy.
Do you have any leftovers?
I do have a little bit left over, yeah. Not much. I got, like, slice left.
Totally not going to raid your fridge on my way out.
Because I was leaving for work on Monday, and I had my Tupperware, and I was like, okay, should I bring the magic pie or the pumpkin pie? Magic pie, pumpkin pie, magic pie, pumpkin. I can fit a slice of each in this container. So I did. And then same thing today, because yes. So I've been having a slice of pumpkin and a slice of magic pie at work for lunch every day.
Nice. Because you can.
Anyway, okay. That was my that was my pie. Question number five. In or out, how do you cook your stuffing?
I'm not a huge stuffing fan.
It might have had something about stuffing, but I wasn't sure what sure. direction he was taking it. It depends on the stuffing, but I do enjoy my stuffing, but out. In, I've heard, can be extremely dangerous because it doesn't quite get cooked correctly, and then you have bacteria. Whereas out, you just make as much as you want.
I don't really like soggy bread, so yeah. that kind of rules out. I do like bread. Like if you do a rice stuffing or something like that. That's actually
I've had
good.
Rice stuffings and they're pretty good. Unfortunately, being in Minnesota, most people make wild rice stuffing, and I don't like wild rice.
Oh.
Neither does my wife. Neither one of us like wild rice.
Okay.
We prefer the you know, the racist Aryan white
rappers. Yeah, no, it's you're bad people and you should feel bad.
Anyway, that was our Fast Five. Thank you very, very, very much again to our person who sent that to us. And if you want to send us a Fast Five, you can do that. All you need to do is send an email to matt@aonpodcast.com. Send two emails, the first one having your A or B questions, and the second one having those questions again and the context. Label them with a theme if you want to, but make sure that you label them in the subject line as part one or part two or A or B or something like that. That way we know that those are a pair and we know which one to open first. And then if you have never submitted one before, we will jump you to the top of the list. You don't have to wait 4 years for yours to be read. That's Matt.
Listeners, if you have sent one and have not heard it read on the air or have not gotten a response of some sort, let us know on the Facebook page. Yeah. Because I'm
ping
still
Matt. If you don't get a response from Matt,
I'm
ping
not 100% certain that he's got his email set up right.
He does now.
He does now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you mean recent?
I don't know. I haven't checked. Like, I checked in with him a while ago, and he's like, oh, yeah, I should set that up. And I'm like, dude, we've been pimping your email address.
Ping Matt. If you don't get a reply from Matt, ping either Jenna or I, and we will get things sorted out. Yeah. But that is that, and that is our show. We've already talked about your coffee, because yummy.
Because coffee.
Jenna, you got anything to plug?
I do actually have a thing to plug.
What?
I do not have a thing to plug for myself. However, this weekend at Southwest High School, you can see one Jezebel doing a high school play. It's the show is Up the Down Staircase.
I love Up the Down Staircase.
Yeah.
I love that book. I own that book.
Okay, well, they are doing this at Southwest High School. Oh. You can get tickets now at www.southwesttheater.org. It is only this weekend, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at 7 p.m. and December 4th at 2 p.m. I don't remember how much tickets are. Here's the thing about Southwest Theater is that they do not get funding from the school itself.
Oh, okay.
It is completely student and parent donations and run and fundraisers.
Are they connected to a local theater or?
No, it is the high school theater program.
Okay.
They just don't get funding from the school.
Okay.
So about half of their budget is ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
So ticket sales are excessively important. The rest of it is donations or fundraisers.
Well,
or things
I'm
like
asking
that,
because so. My wife, when she was the theater teacher in Columbia Heights, they had a partnership with one of the local theaters, and so her co-teacher was actually not a teacher. Her co-teacher was actually a theater person sent by the theater to be like the link.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
No, I think I remember that. I think I even knew that theater person.
I think you know her. I was wondering if it was kind of one of those arrangements.
Not anything like that. The school itself will rent out their auditorium.
Okay.
There's no, like, pre-set up arrangement. So, Up the Down Staircase, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at 7 p.m., and December 4th at 2 p.m. at Southwest Theater. You can Google that. Also, www.southwesttheater.org.
Yeah, I have a copy of that book upstairs because I wore out the one I used to have.
Well, then you should come see the fucking show. And here's the thing.
Raiderly
School Southwest
actually
Theater,
did that show as well a few years back.
Southwest Theater is really good theater.
Yeah.
Like, really fucking good theater. Cool. Some of the best high school. Like, most of their stuff is at least black box level.
Nice.
So
you, dear listener, you should go to that.
Yeah.
You will probably see Jenna there, and you might see me there, too, depending on which night you go. I actually don't have anything to plug at the moment.
What?
A lot of my stuff wrapped up in the last few weeks.
Oh, God, I do have another thing to plug.
So I don't really have a lot going on until getting into the next year.
I've got one more thing to plug.
Go ahead.
Also opening this weekend, Klingon Christmas Carol.
Ah, yes.
Right. Mounds Theater. I believe they're moundstheater.org, but I'm not 100% certain on that. Look them up. We open this weekend. We run through most of December, I think. I can't remember if we actually butt up against Christmas or not. You want to come check that out because that's going to be really awesome and nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
And more nerdy, and then there's some more nerd just kind of layered on top of that.
And I hear there's a sweet Batleth battle.
Oh, there's a couple of Batleth fights in there. And I absolutely love that it's in the original Klingon.
Anyway.
But they do have subtitles for you less cultured.
Awesome. When are the show dates?
I think it starts this Friday. Oh. I don't remember
for sure.
Is there
a website?
Like I said, I think it's moundstheater.org,
okay.
But yeah, just Google your Mounds Theater and, find that info out.
Google your Mounds Theater. Yeah.
Literally the worst.
I know. That's my move. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go to bed because it's getting late.
Oh God, it is way
late. And I don't have to drive home, but Jenna does.
Yeah,
so we're going to let her do that. Thank you so very much for listening, and eat the fucking cake.
Night.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Talking and testing the microphone.
Microphone.
Also testing this microphone.
Microphone.